Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to JK Cement Q2 H1 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal from PhillipCapital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Nirav. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, we welcome you to the Q2 and H1 FY24 call of JK Cement Limited. On the call, we have with us Mr. Ajay Kumar Saraogi, Deputy Managing Director and CFO, Mr. Sumnesh Khandelwal, Deputy CFO, and Mr. Prashant Seth, President, Business Information and Investor Relations. I would like to mention on behalf of JK Cement Limited and its management that certain statements that may be made or discussed on this conference call may be forward-looking statements related to future developments and based on current expectations. These statements are subject to a number of risks, uncertainties, and other important factors which may cause the actual developments and results to differ materially from the statements made. JK Cement Limited and the management of the company assumes no obligation to publicly alter or update these forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information or future events or otherwise. I will now hand over the floor to management of JK Cement for their opening remarks, which will be followed by interactive Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, good evening. I'm Saraogi from JK Cement, and the board of directors met on 4th November to review the performance of the company for the quarter ended 30th September and for the half-year of the current fiscal. We have already circulated the investor presentation giving the salient features of the performance during the quarter, but I will read out the key highlights. The net sale during this quarter was 2,476 crores as against 2,541 crores. This was lower by about 3%. The revenue from operations was 2,571 crores as compared to 2,624 crores, a decrease of 2%. The operating expenses were also lower by 4% at 2,124 crores as against 2,222 crores. However, the EBITDA during this quarter was higher at 447 crores as against 402 crores, an increase of 11%. The EBITDA margins during this quarter was 18% as compared to 15.8% in the previous quarter. The profit after tax during this quarter was 179 crores as against 126 crores, and the EPS was 23.10 rupees as against 16.03 rupees. If we compare the information with year-on-year, then the net sale was lower by about 1% at 2,663, while the EBITDA was higher by 14% at 467 crores. Sorry. 467 crores as against 408 crores, an increase of 14%. The EBITDA margins was 18% as compared to 15.2%. If we look at the performance during this quarter, the production of gray cement was higher by about 22%, and that is the production gray cement business was higher by 22% if we compare the same with quarter two of last year, and the combined operations was also higher by 22%. The net debt as on 30th September was 3,036 crores, and the net debt to EBITDA was net debt to EBITDA was 2.08, and the net debt to equity was 0.63%. The company's expansion plan is on stream. 1.5 million ton capacity at Ujjain is in advanced stage of commissioning and should get commissioned within this quarter. The Prayagraj 2 million ton greenfield plant is on stream and will be commissioned by quarter 2 in FY25. These are the major highlights. If you have any questions, please let me know.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. The first question is from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. So just a couple of questions. First on capacity. So Patna, I think the clinker line debottlenecking was expected to happen with this maintenance season. Just wanted to confirm if that has been done.
So the Patna clinker line debottleneck is has already been more or less completed. It's under trial runs. And we feel that within from next quarter onwards, you know, we should get a regular production from the Panna debottleneck.
Sure. Also, on capex, could you just highlight how much is done and what is the target of capex this year and next year?
So this year capex target was 1400 crores, and we have already spent around 500 crores till now. And the next year capex target is 700 crores.
On the quarterly, like I see that the logistics cost and the freight cost has fallen quite a bit QOQ. So could you just elaborate a bit on that and how much of that decline is sustainable?
No, see, some of the decline is, you know, one-off as a seasonal thing. During this quarter, we had a railway freight discount, which is an off-season discount. So, one that has definitely resulted in saving of freight. The other is there has been some lead distance reduction. So, we have been after commissioning of Panna, so and we have been all, working on that. So, there has been a lead distance reduction, so that has led to some freight reduction. These are the two major areas which led to the freight reduction. The railway freight, again, now the lean season discount is over, and from October we have to pay the normal freight, so we would see a freight increase on account of the railway freight in this quarter. Lead distance we continue to work, and that will depend upon, you know, the customer requirement and some sale mix.
Was there some clinker arrangement also done in the quarter, I believe, which helped freight as well?
No, that is what clinker arrangement? Small quantity of clinker slab, which is a normal thing. So that's a one-off thing. Yes, some marginal reduction is there, but it is a one-off thing.
Got it. Got it. And lastly, on paints, could you just provide the 1H numbers on paint?
1H number is 70 crores of turnover.
And EBITDA?
EBITDA loss of around 7 crores.
Well, and what's the target that you have for FY24-25 on turnover?
So turnover, as we said, we should be doing anything between 150 to 200 crores. So now we, you know, we started product range in this early April. So we have been now, trying to, more and more dealers are being attached. So we would see a further, quarter three and quarter four would definitely be better. So we see a better number in H2. So we should close minimum, I think, 150 crores, and it may also, though our internal target is between 175 to 200 crores.
Well, thanks. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Aman Agarwal from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a strong set of numbers, sir. So my first question was regarding the Panna plus Hamirpur unit. Would like to know the utilization levels for that unit, and if you can just guide us how the profitability for that is differing from the overall profitability.
No, utilization level for that unit was 75%. And profitability, say, with the ramp up of the Panna, profitability is in line. Whatever is the difference, the region wise in the pricing, that will remain. Otherwise, it is in line with the other existing operations.
And, there is a continuous, when you start a plant, there are some additional costs. But that is ramp up is still going on at the plant level. Like we are ramping up the clinker production from 8,000 to 10,000. So once all this gets normalized, there would be further savings that we see a potential, and we are able to use. Presently, we are not using AFR at Panna. So going forward, we shall start using AFR at Panna. The waste heat is, we could not get the full advantage of the waste heat power plant, though commissioned in this quarter. We will get the full benefit now from third and fourth quarter. So there will be further cost reduction at Panna.
Understood, sir. And sir, secondly, on the white business, while the volume growth was pretty strong, we have seen a realization dip of around 5% on a sequential level. If you can just explain about that and, how should we look at this business going ahead in terms of volume growth and profitability?
So see, the volume growth, as we see the putty business, there is a growth in putty market by about 10%. So our growth in putty should be in line with the industry growth. We are confident that we will be able to grow the business, but having said so, since there has been a lot of competition in the putty, so that's why the margin has dipped. We feel that it has come to its optimal level. I think there should not be any major drop in the pricing, but still we have to see how the paint companies, because they are very aggressive on putty, so how they behave and whether they give further additional discounts, and then if it is so, then we will definitely have to match with the market. But we do feel that now there should not be any major dip, maybe 1 or 2% may be there, but not beyond that.
Understood, sir. And sir, you mentioned about lead distance reducing during 2Q. If you can just quantify what was the lead distance?
So 418 kilometers.
Okay. And lastly, on the net debt levels, we have seen some inch up from the March 23 level. Are we near the peak net debt number currently? Or
So we are at the peak level of net debt. We should not see the net debt to further increase. There would be some small borrowing which may come up for Ujjain and Prayagraj. But again, to that extent, there will be some certain repayments. So the net debt, I feel, is that's already peaked out.
Understood, sir. Thank you. And many congratulations again on a good set of numbers, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from line of Navin from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah, and congratulations on good set of numbers. Sir, couple of questions. First, I would request a CapEx update. So, what is the status of the waste heat recovery we were planning at Karnataka?
So, the waste heat recovery at Karnataka is also at advanced stage of completion. And within this quarter, this will get commissioned.
That is 18 megawatt, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And sir, after once we complete the clinker debottlenecking at Panna, which you said is more or less done, what is our total clinker capacity? Total grey cement clinker capacity will be how much?
It is around 15 million tons.
Around 15 million tons?
Yeah.
Okay. So then in that case, is it safe to say that we can easily, without expansion, we can easily go up to 21 million tons?
No, around 22 million tons. We see that our capacity FY25 should be 24 million.
Okay.
So we can safely see, you know, 85% capacity utilization and can be achieved from the clinker which we have.
Understood.
On an average.
Sure. Would you also help us with the Toshali update, because the acquisition, I mean, some transaction was there and we were waiting for CPs to be completed. So what is the update there, sir?
So, you know, as we entered the agreement, it was a condition precedent was allotment of the mining lease. So it is still under consideration, and once that is that gets cleared, we will execute the formal agreement.
Understood, sir. So, sir, a slightly broader question here, because I believe as we speak, Panna utilizations are nearly full, in the sense almost 85-90% kind of a utilization Panna, I think, is scaled up. So in the scheme of things, what is the priority expansion capex for us? Will it be line 2 at Panna? Will it be Toshali? Or we are looking at something in Karnataka? How should one look at capex, and by when announcement can be expected?
So I think, see, we are already reviewing various options. And the board, I think, should shortly take. We will get back to you very soon. What are the next course of action? The board, the management is aware that yes, we have reached a reasonable level of capacity utilization. We have about 3.5 million tons, which is already, out of which 1.5 million get commissioned this year in this quarter. And balance will get in by FY. So by the time we will be ramping up that capacity, we should be able to submit our next plan.
Understood. But if I may just again slightly delve more on this, between Toshali and a Panna line 2, what would be a priority for us, or we can take both of them together?
See, again, you also know the business. Why do you want to put some words in my mouth and I say, no, this is what, I mean, see, again, it's a natural thing at this stage, you know, for me to comment anything which the board has not decided yet or taken a call. I will not, but definitely in all probabilities, as you say, I mean, it could be, because again new mining lease, you think Panna could be the first option is a
right. Understood. I have more queries, but I'll come back in queue again. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from line of Sumangal Nevatia from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the chance. So I joined the call late, so just want to get the pricing trends, what we've seen in the last couple of weeks, both October, early November, and end of 2Q versus average in our key regions.
Yes, we have seen some increase in pricing in the latter part of Q2 or so in the north, and then we have seen some price increase also in the southern regions in the month of October. These two regions have definitely seen, and the marginal increase is there in the central, but not very significant. There is an increase in prices across all our major markets.
Okay. Sir, based on what we are picking up, say 4%-5% price increase in north and south, is that ballpark right? Or lower than that is what we're seeing?
Yeah, around that. 3%-5%.
Versus 2Q average.
Yeah.
Versus 3. Okay.
3%-4% should be average for us.
Got that. Central, you said, is more flattish. Did I understand that?
Yeah. Somewhat. There is an improvement trend, but.
Okay. Then on our coal costs, sir, what should we consume in 3Q? What sort of cost change do we expect in the coal cost in 3Q versus 2Q?
The coal cost, what was in Q2? The fuel cost in Q2?
1.90 rupee in the Q2.
1.90 rupee, the Q3 should see some marginal dip, the coal pricing as we are contracting, there is a lot of fluctuation in the pet coke pricing, and it really depends on which consignment gets. We also have a consignment where the cost is higher. We also have a consignment which is lower. I think it could range between anything between 1.80-1.85 rupee. It should not be higher than Q2.
Okay, understood. Just one last question, sir. On the freight cost, the busy season surcharge, what sort of delta did we see and benefit in 2Q, and what could reverse in 3Q? If you could just quantify a little bit.
You see around 13%-15% of our dispatches are by rail. The rail dispatches, there is a 15% busy surcharge. That was only available in Q2, and it is not available now. That 15% of the volume see a freight increase of 15%.
Roughly, maybe around 25-30 rupees on a per ton basis is.
Yeah, around, yes. Yes.
Got it.
Between 20-25 rupees a ton. Yeah.
Understood. That's very clear. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and congratulations on good set of numbers. Sir, as you mentioned, 13%-15% rail mix. For this quarter, Q2, would be the same what was the last quarter, 14% rail share?
Q2, the rail mix was around 11%. Q1, it was 14%.
Okay.
See, again, it depends on the season, monsoons, and other things. One thing more, even the road freight also gets varied between monsoon and non-monsoon. It's the peak business time. Business and movement of various materials from different items, so it affects the road freight also.
Okay. Secondly, sir, in terms of the profitability, last time we have talked about gray cement, we are looking at close to 900 rupees kind of EBITDA per ton. Considering this quarter, is it fair to assume that this quarter our gray EBITDA per ton should be closer to 1,000 rupees? Now, given, as you are mentioning, 3%-4% average price increase in the third quarter versus 2Q average, and then also at the same time, we should be seeing a per ton cost should be reducing in the third quarter. 1100 rupees plus kind of a gray cement EBITDA, is it fair to one can look at in the third quarter?
Again, Dharmesh, as we see that definitely, you know, if this price increase which has taken place sustains the whole quarter, we have seen only around 40 days in the quarter so far. So we have to see the remaining 50 days how the pricing. There's the festival which will have some impact on the business. And if the prices do remain, and we should also get some operational benefit. So there should be an increase in the EBITDA per ton.
Okay. But combining, as you were mentioning, we will be seeing a marginal dip in the fuel cost, 1.85 versus 1.9, and plus some increase in the freight. So net on the costing front, broadly, if everything remains the same, what we are looking at fuel cost, on the costing front, how much one can look at further saving, considering the green share, WHRS coming at the Karnataka, everything. So broadly from maybe third quarter or fourth quarter compared to the second quarter, how much more saving one can look at on the cost front?
So sequentially, as we see, we definitely see a cost saving of maybe about 50 rupees or so in this quarter. Sequentially also in the coming quarter, around the same amount.
Okay. Got it. And in terms of absolute level, Prasanth sir, in terms of the power and fuel average cost would be last quarter we mentioned 11,000 odd rupees. So this quarter would be how much?
See, there is a reduction of around 100 rupees per ton.
Okay. Got it. And the paint business, though we mentioned the 150-200 crore revenue that we are looking at, but EBITDA, last time we have talked about 7 crore, we have done an EBITDA loss. So full year we were looking at 20 odd crore EBITDA loss.
So it should be, this 20 numbers, 20 crore should not increase. Within that number.
And next year onwards, one can look at the break-even or maybe positive EBITDA in paint also.
No, yes. So hopefully, maybe by exit of next year, we could see that. Not average, but definitely as an exit, we could.
Okay. Got it. And all the best. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Pratik Kumar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, good afternoon, sir. My question is on demand trend. So with regards to state elections in some of your operating states, so is there any particular demand impact which has now started to be visible because of some labor diversion towards election purpose or otherwise?
So, as of now, there is no major dip in the demand, but having said so, the November month may be a bit low because one of the festival and because in two states we have election. So election itself, may have some disruption in supplies and some demand. So we may see some dip in the month of November, but again, it should bounce back in the month of December.
And one related question on regarding the sharp price increase which we saw in South India. So is there an impact on demand post the price hike which was taken?
No, not really. I mean, in the areas where we operate, because we do not cover the entire deep South.
So what was the range of price increase in your operating markets in South?
So, in our operating market, it was around 5-7%.
That would be like 30 rupees, a kind of increase on a per bag?
Yeah, from 22 in certain pockets it may be 30, or otherwise 20 rupees average, you could say.
Sure, sir. These are my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next follow-up question is from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good evening. Am I audible?
Yeah, yeah.
Congrats on good set of numbers. My first question pertains to incentives. How much was booked in Q2, sir, in P&L?
Yeah, so our total incentive, annual incentive, is in the range of about 250 crores. So 65 crores was the, 69 crores was the total incentive in this quarter.
Okay. And sir, fuel cost, you mentioned 1.9 for this year, Q2. Similar number for last year, Q2, was how much?
It was 2.4.
2.4, okay, significant saving. And sir, just for the paint revenue, I see the white putty realization is down 4% Q-on-Q. So, consolidated, what could have driven that? And also the UAE business numbers, volume numbers seems to have significantly improved. Any specific changes in the business over there?
So, as I said earlier, the white cement revenue numbers are lower on account of, mainly on account of the lower pricing of putty. So there is a putty market is quite competitive and balanced through a mix. As far as UA is concerned, yes, we have been, the entire markets have normalized. There's an easing out of the, availability of containers and other things. However, during this quarter, we had, some one-off big orders, which are not, so we had a big shipment to Australia.
Oh.
That was, a 40,000 tons shipment to Australia.
Okay.
So, and then, so all that has, again, so there has been some, one time, so it is not going to, the volume numbers would not, we will not have a same numbers in this quarter. Having said so, still, yes, as we have been working out on the turnaround of the UAE business, so now there has been a lot of easing of, due to abnormal circumstances. The fuel prices have eased out, the container fares have eased out. So as a result, we will see an improved performance of the UAE operations.
That's heartening to note, sir. Sir, clinker capacity, you mentioned 15 million tons. So could you split out among the three regions, how is the capacity now? Because in my understanding, Panna capacity clinker post debottlenecking was 3.3 million tons.
Right.
Or is it more than that?
No, fine. It is 3.3.
Yeah, 10,000 TPD per day.
Okay. And Rajasthan and Karnataka are how much, sir?
See, we have around 2.5 million in the south, balance is Rajasthan.
Oh, sure, Rajasthan. Karnataka is 2.5 because my understanding was it is 2.1. Okay. Okay. Sir, lastly, in the capacity expansions for the Kasani cement, what is the guidance you have said that this is still work under process in terms of, closing the timelines?
So, Toshali cement is, it is a condition precedent on allotment of the mining lease.
Right. Okay.
So, once the mining lease gets allotted to us, then we, then we firm up the agreement and buy out that company. And after buying out the company, we'll work out our strategy. Then the next step, what steps to be taken to, do an expansion at the site. Because ultimately that's a mini cement plant for Pachterbo. It is not that we are going to stay. We may continue to operate that for feeding the local market till we finalize all the other parameters of expansion, which itself will take finalizing what needs to be done after a formal takeover is done. See, again, any takeover of company also takes time. So once we are able to take over everything, it will take us about, 1 year's time to finalize the action plan for implementing the expansion over there. And then only we can come up with the timelines for the expansion over there.
Okay. And lastly, this realizations you said is 4% improvement in this quarter on an average versus your Q2 realization so far?
Q3, we said,
no? 4%. Q3 versus Q2, you're looking at 4% improvement versus current prices.
We definitely look at that price increase.
Okay, because 4% would mean...
Yeah, please.
400 means you almost 200 rupees per ton incremental realization you're looking at. And costs sequentially may not go up because we'll have operating leverage gain quarter on quarter and fuel and freight costs would set off. So are we looking at close to 200 rupees if the current prices were to sustain, margins to look up by 200 rupees quarter on quarter?
So as per your calculation, it looks like that. If the prices do sustain and everything remains, it would definitely be.
Great. Great. So that's all from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Couple of questions. Sir, first is, can you help us with the UAE volumes and what percentage of volumes come to India? If it is for Q2 or first half, either of the numbers are fine, sir.
Yeah, UAE volume in this quarter was 193,000 tons, and the last quarter it was 121,000. So overall we have done like 314,000 tons in the 6 months. And in India, you see, we are bringing material in two forms. One is the direct billing from the UAE, and second is what material is coming to India and billed from the Indian company. So the overall material in the first 6 months which has come up is around 60,000 tons in both the forms.
Okay, that's roughly a third. Sir, is there any risk of potential import duties of both grey as well as white cement / clinker coming from UAE to India? Have you heard anything of the sort?
No. See, again, except for the grey white clinker which is coming, there is no other clinker which is coming from the UAE, and we have not heard for any import duty or anything.
Okay, that's helpful. So second is, on the prior question, you indicated price increase of 3 to 4%, but I think you did indicate not price increases could be up by 3 to 4%. Can you please give some number on a pan-India basis, at least for the regions that we operate in, at a blended level?
So see, again, when we say blended numbers, there are, when I said total overall increase and you come to a retention number, it has a combination of both trade, non-trade, and we have to see what is the increase in trade, what is the increase in non-trade, what are the pending orders of non-trade. So non-trade also has, many other things that you may have a pending order of non-trade at a particular price for a period. So all those things play a role in an overall increase in the retention. So on that basis, we said about 4% should be the net increase. If we take off trade off between trade and non trade, then it may be trade prices may be different, non trade is different.
Sure, sir. And then lastly, on the demand, you indicated that you expect pick up in demand say in December because of election in a couple of states. Sir, how should we look at this particular variable given Lok Sabha elections are not very far? That is one. And secondly, in the near term, because of winters / pollution, I think the government is going after a lot of builders halting construction. Is it having any bearing on the near term demand because of that? So one was basically Lok Sabha, just prior to Lok Sabha, and near term because of the winter setting in northern India.
So, as far as we are concerned, there is election in two states, MP and Rajasthan, which definitely affect us. So these are the two states where we have elections, where we are serving today. And winters also do affect our northern markets. There's already, you know, but it's not very strict, some construction ban in New Delhi. It could be, in, you know, if that is becomes stricter, it will lead to some reduction in the volume numbers. However, I mean, all these restrictions do not decrease the overall consumption. It is deferring the same, because it is only you are stopping a construction activity, and as soon as the situation improves, it will again come up. So it is a timing difference. I don't see it is a loss of cement which is there.
Correct.
So you may see a temporary, you know, some dip in volume numbers, which will subsequently get, you know, we can ramp it up subsequently.
Sure. And sir, with respect to Lok Sabha elections, historical trends versus how do we see right now, because the score of conduct comes in, I'm not sure whether we have seen working capital become a bit tight when contractors do their work. Any color over here?
As far as the current fiscal is concerned, what happens is Lok Sabha elections will be sometime in the month of May. There are already budgets which are already approved for the whole fiscal. So this year budget does not get affected in any case. Ongoing projects do not get affected in any case. It is only sometimes the new projects which are announced and which may need approval till you form. Even suppose a project is announced by the government today and it needs certain approvals, subsequent approvals which are not done before the elections. Then that may only get formed up once the election are over and new government is formed, the departments are located, and then the budget proposal is. Even the budget itself will come, you know, later there will be a vote on accounts in February for 2-3 months, but the real budget proposal will come sometime in June, July.
Sure, sir. This was very helpful, sir. Thank you so much. I wish you all the very best.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you may enter star and one to ask a question. Please note, this is a final reminder for the questions and no further reminders. Reminders will be placed after this. Next question is from the line of Marcin Lewis, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, you mentioned that during Q2 we have received some like off-season discount from railway. So what is the percent of that discount and what is an absolute volume? How much amount did we receive this railway discount in the freight?
So railways normally do 15% discount, off-season discount, which is in the July-September quarter. That is the lean period for the railways, the main monsoon period. So that is on all the railway dispatches, but which, you know, is withdrawn from 1st October.
Yeah, so how much amount like did we receive at a discount?
No, it is not received. It is, the freight is reduced.
I understand. But so how much less freight we have paid for the Q2 due to this discount?
Okay, there is an impact of around 20-25 rupees a ton on that count. On our freight cost.
So how much like cost. How much did we ship or like what is the average freight cost?
So we have done, you know, our rail dispatches were 11% of the total dispatches. Our dispatches were close to 4 million, so it's about 4.5 lakh tons. You can say on that we whatever average rail freight for that. So we may get about, say, you know, about 200 rupees a ton impact. About 7-8 crore rupees.
Okay, not much. Okay, and then this regarding Panna, this ramp up, currently what is the capacity utilization? 2.64 or 2? I think
75% is the current capacity utilization. No. The capacity of Panna is 3-4 million tons, 75%. As so on a quarter, it is 7.5 lakh tons.
So means like now we are taking it to 4 million.
It is already 4 million.
But like we mentioned something during the call that we are ramping up. So like we target to reach to 4 million by this end of next quarter or what?
No. Panna capacity is 4 million tons.
Already, so it's like already ramped up.
No, there was a proposal that what is the situation of ramp up of the clinker capacity at Panna, which was planned. So that we have already ramping up from 8,000 TPD to 10,000 TPD.
Okay, fine. And you mentioned this incentive, 250 crore we are getting, so 69 crore was received during this one. So like, was it a capital subsidy?
Broad 69 crores is the subsidy which has accrued during this quarter.
And the remaining will, like 181 has already been accrued in the past or will be accrued in the coming quarter?
No, it is quarter on quarter. It has subsidy. It depends on the sale of cement in that state and then only the subsidy is accrued.
Okay. So it's like this subsidy will last for next few years?
Yeah, the subsidy is there for next few years.
Great. And like, how do you see this like overall performance, like demand and kind of thing during this quarter as compared to last quarter?
So last quarter we saw a dip as compared to this quarter was a dip as compared to last quarter.
In terms of dispatches?
Yeah, because this is a lean period. Monsoon is a lean period.
No. So you mentioned that you are saying that like during Q2 there were lesser dispatches, right?
Yeah.
Because the monsoon. Yes. That's right. So like now the dispatches are picking up because like now no more monsoon, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the last question from Naveen Sahadev from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, in paints, just wanted to check, what are the revenues that get booked in the standalone entity?
21 crores.
Understood. But that is on account of what? Because it's paint, I mean, Acro is a step-down subsidiary and JK Max is a wholly owned subsidiary. So how can, I mean, just trying to understand the incidence of revenue.
So what happens, there is a direct billing which is done by Acro to, Acro has its own client customer base. So that billing is done directly in Acro books as a, in the step down subsidiary. Because the counters for paint and putty, as we said, the reason for our entering the paint business was the synergy and we have the common counters. So it becomes difficult, you know, for, to do a two billing to the same customer. So JK Max Paints, we do lent out the platform to the JK Max and it is the putty counter, so it's the same customer, so that billing is done in JK Cement books of paint on behalf of JK Max Paints.
No, understood. This is helpful. And the last question, have we paid Acro 12 promoter the balance 40% of the...
So 20% as per the agreement has already been paid. The last installment I think is due in the month of December. So at that point of time, we acquire, JK Max acquires 100% of the equity. And then as a next step, we propose to initiate merger of JK Acro with JK Max.
Understood. This is really helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you, Nirav. Sir, just one question, sir. Did you also highlight any one-offs in your maintenance cost in the Q2 quarter? Just wanted to recheck on that.
Yeah, it is actually normal for this quarter because scheduled maintenance are planned looking to the lower clinker requirement.
Okay.
So there was around, say, 30-35 crores of additional expenditure on that account in this quarter.
So these are recurring maintenance expenses or is it one-off in the maintenance?
We can say additional incremental may be about 15-20 crores. There are some maintenance because now we have number of kilns are so many, so there is maintenance comes up actually in, but most of the maintenance has been done in the first half. Second half we'll see very few maintenance. So it's yes, the maintenance cost has been a bit high in the second quarter. So there was some maintenance also in the first quarter, but see, going forward we would see less maintenance in Q3 and Q4.
Understood. So, sir, but from a one-off perspective, you are saying this 15 to 20 crores is a one-off element?
Yeah, we could pay the additional one-off.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. On behalf of Philip Capital India Private Limited, I'd like to thank you for the call opportunity. Also, many thanks to the participants joining the call. Thank you very much, sir. Neither of you may conclude the call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Philip Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us.
And happy Diwali to all.
Thank you, sir. Wish you the same.
Thank you.